production. That was a special holiday edition of Business Matters on It's the Economy on Community Radio KGNU Boulder Denver. Tune in next Thursday at 6 for a special year-end show hosted by Jim Banks, looking at the big economic stories of 2010. That's next Thursday at 6 here on It's the Economy on Community Radio KGNU.
From the evidence in ancient Pueblo Kiva frescoes and in the petroglyphs and pictographs of the southwestern Mexico, before they return to this planet, the star beings customarily make contact with the dreams and imaginations of selected artists whose consciousness is open to them.
Author and visual artist Leslie Marmon Silco will tell us about making contact with star beings, Red Tlaloc, and a five-pointed rattlesnake, and Lord de los Chapulines, and her other portraits from her recent memoir, On the Turquoise Ledge. Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, on KGNU's Hemispheres.
Good evening, Denver. It's time, as you can tell by the music, for Highway 322, your weekly folk show on your community radio station. And just to make sure you know who we are, we're KGNU Boulder, Denver. Of course, we're at 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and across the World Wide Web. All right, so it's the eve of Christmas Eve. I'm Mike Finn. I'll be with you for the next hour on Highway 322. And last year on Christmas Eve, I did a radio Christmas show. And this year I was debating whether to do a partial show or, but I guess 2 days before, really a little over 24 hours before Santa comes landing on the roof, maybe we'll do all Christmas music. So let's go ahead and get us started. Jump right into the music here. And here's some Asleep at the Wheel.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents round the tree. Christmas Eve will find us where I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my I'm gonna be home for Christmas. You know you can count on me. I'd like to see some of that snow and mistletoe. Presents round the tree, and Christmas Eve will find us where the love light beams. I'll be home for Christmas. Only in my dreams, if only in my dreams.
There are some songs as a writer that you write, and there are other songs that you just sort of write down. They come through you, and that was definitely the case for this song, so I can speak with it with a certain amount of distance. This came to me totally as a gift. 5 minutes, bam, it was there, and some of the most remarkable things that have happened to me in my life have happened to me because of this song. Probably the most remarkable thing, though, that's happened to me is happened a couple years ago when I was at a little festival in Denmark, a little town called Turnder. And every time I played, there was this little bevy of very old, and we're talking old, German men who had come across the border and showed up at my shows, and they usually came in late. Came trotting up the aisle, and there usually wasn't a seat left. So they just stood there at the edge of the stage and watched me, and without expression, turned around, left when I was done. The last set. And I'm watching these guys turn around to leave as I finish my last song, and I'm thinking, who are these guys? So I sat down my auto harp or whatever I was playing, jumped off the edge of the stage and ran up the aisle and caught the last guy. And I said, you guys have been really sweet showing up all these places, but what's the deal? And the guy said, well, we're here because of that song. I said, what song? He said, well, you know that song, the one that's on the radio. That's how we heard about you and about this festival. He said, because all our lives, our families, our friends, have told us we were crazy. Couldn't possibly have happened to us. But then we heard your song on the radio, and we said, see? See? Because we were there. And they were there 75 years ago, this last Christmas Eve, when the events that this song commemorates happened. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. From Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to here, I fought for king and country I love dear. It was Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas songs were sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away. Well, I was lying with my messmates on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, and the gas clouds rolled no more.
as Christmas brought us respite from the war. Well, as soon as they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, "God rest ye merry gentlemen," struck up some lads from Kent. Oh, the next they sang was "Steely Knot," "'Tis Silent Night," says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. "There's someone coming towards us," the frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag, like a Christmas star, shone on that plain so bright as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Soon one by one on either side walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet, we met there hand to hand. Oh, we shared some secret brandy and we wished each other well. And in a flare-lit soccer game, we gave them hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight stole upon us. France was France once more. With sad farewells, we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that beat that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. Frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. The walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and we're gone forevermore. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned his lessons well. That the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
Thank you. the same time every year. By now the kids all know it's the Grandpa in the Santa suit show. The neighbors all pitch in with a button or a safety pin. It's a work of art to behold. It's the Grandpa in the Santa suit show. It's my favorite part of my favorite day. The dinner and the dishes are all put away. The kids are all giggling, they can hardly wait for Grandpa to make his big escape. It's the same routine I know from 30 years ago. Slightly overdoes the ho, ho, ho. It's the Grandpa in the Santa suit show. He only uses that voice when he's carrying a bag of toys. He shouts Merry Christmas loud and low. It's the Grandpa in the Santa suit show. Then he casually saunters in and he swears that it wasn't him. But his cheeks are still all aglow. It's the Grandpa in the Santa suit show. It's my favorite part of my favorite day. The dinner and the dishes are all put away. The kids are all giggling, they can hardly wait for Grandpa to make his big escape. You got your skateboard and your VCR, your cell phone and your toy guitar. But the very best gift I know is the Grandpa in the Santa suit. Grandpa in the Santa suit show. Nice threads, Grandpa. I mean, Santa.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm Lee.
And I'm Elaine.
We're the Roys.
We hope you and your families are having a great time this holiday season.
Remember what Christmas is all about and share that love with your family.
And friends.
And even that old upstart down the street.
All right. So that was a nice little message from the Roys. Before that, we heard Dr. Elmo. And that was Grandpa and the Santa Suit Show. Before that, we heard Away in the Manger, and that was Butch Baldassare and friends doing that, picking a nice mandolin there. Before that, we heard John McCutcheon doing Christmas in the Trenches. Just loved that song. Had to get it in this year. And we started off tonight's Highway 322 holiday Christmas show with I'll Be Home for Christmas by Asleep at the Wheel. All right, it's 7:18 on the 23rd of December, the eve of Christmas Eve. And on the Highway 322 this week, we're just trying to keep some Christmas music coming your way. I hope you enjoy it. Keep it acoustic. And here's a real good classic one that's been around for a few years, one of my favorite Christmas tunes.
Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk at our Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him. Telly sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him, the three from his first wife Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife Mary Nell. Of course he brought his new wife Kay. Talks all about AA, chain smoking while the stereo plays. Noel, Noel, the first Noel. Hard the turkey, turn the ball game on. Margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some ice and an extension cord. A can of bean dip and some diet rides. A box of tampons and some Marlboro Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say Christmas from the family. Fran and Rita drove from Harlingen. I can't remember how I'm kin to them, but when they tried to plug their motor home in, they blew our Christmas lights. Cousin David knew just what went wrong, so we all waited out on our front lawn. He threw the breaker and the lights came on, and we sang Silent Night, oh Silent Night. Carve the turkey, turn the ball game on. Make Bloody Marys, cause we all want one. Send somebody to the stop and go. We need some celery and a can of fake snow. A bag of lemons and some diet Sprites. A box of tampons and some Salem Light. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Feliz
In my dreams I'll go home again for Christmas with my family the way it used to be. Cracking nuts and watching Mom making candy. In the old days that was a sight to see. Dad would have the fireplace burning brightly. We all would help decorate the tree with strings of popcorn and little bells In my mind, I'm a child again at Christmas. And daydreams are filled with memories. The sounds of carols as the snowflakes fill the night air. Toys from Santa and the love of family. Dad would have the fireplace burning brightly. We all would help decorate the tree with strings of popcorn and the little bells that go tingling, and the Star of Bethlehem where all could see. I'll be home again for Christmas in my dreams. My heart and mind are filled with Christmas memories.
There's a place that I know where the sycamores grow and daffodils have their fun, where the cares of the day seem to slowly fade away in the glow of the evening sun. Peace when the day is done. If I go there real late, let my mind meditate on everything to be done. If I search deep inside, let my conscience be my guide, then the answers are sure to come. Don't have to worry life's true meaning comes to you, and the freedom you seek is won. Peace is for everyone. Peace is for everyone.
Puts the rest to shame. You'll go for second helpings, ain't no one to blame. They say a good product's only good as its name. It's Mayberry's finest. Whole egg beans, cooking up our favorite recipes. Otis really doesn't like drinking that well. He just likes staying at the Mayberry jail. It's peach cobbler muffins after every meal. It's Mayberry's finest. The whole gang's coming for supper tonight. The Taylors and the Darlings and Deputy Fife. The chicken and dumplings will be tasting so fine. It's Mayberry's finest. Whole egg beans. Cooking up our favorite recipes. That's Mayberry's finest. Mayberry's finest.
Now, doesn't that make you hungry for Christmas dinner? That was the Grascals doing Mayberry's Finest theme. I wanted to throw that in for a little fun there. Before that, we had Night Noise doing Snow is Lightly Falling. Before that, Peace, and that was Norah Jones. Before that, Mack Wiseman with the Groove Grass Boys. And there was a couple of the McCurries and some others in with them. And that was Christmas Memories. And we started off that set with one of my all-time favorites, Robert Earl Keane, Merry Christmas from the Family. All right, it's 7:36. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Highway 322. I'm Mike Finn with you until the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. We're doing a Christmas music show tonight on the eve of Christmas Eve. And I want to let you know to stay tuned at 8 when Ragtime America with Jack Rummels comes on. So let's keep the music going. Here's a tune from David Wilcox.
I used to know a love song. It was something about a flower. It blossomed out too early when a sunny day turned sour. Only for an hour. There's a blossom in the snow. The innocence is beautiful, but what a way to go. Frozen in the snow, singing spring is coming, frozen in the snow. But I was just a young thing when the 60s were in swing. They were singing of Aquarius and all that it would bring. A lot of dreams got frozen when the time turned bitter cold. Blossomed like a flower. What a way to go. Frozen in the snow, singing spring is coming. Frozen in the snow.
looking out the window of this Hollywood hotel. You'd never know that it was Christmas Eve. The billboards and the neon took the place of silver bells. And the temperature is 84 degrees. I can hear the traffic on the crowded strip below, as the palm trees poke their heads above the scene. But there's not a single reindeer, and it hardly ever snows, and Santa drives a Rolls Royce limousine. But all along the Rockies you can feel it in the air, until you ride to Boulder down below. Closest thing to heaven on this planet anywhere is a quiet Christmas morning in the Colorado snow. Christmas is when I was just a boy. In the morning I would run to see the tree, and the carolers on the hillside sang their songs of Christmas joy. Well, I always thought they sang them just for me. Now the sun is setting in the California sky, and I can't find the spirit anywhere. So I think it's time for me to tell Los Angeles goodbye. I'm going back home to look for Christmas there. But all along the Rockies you can feel it in the air, until you ride to Boulder down below. The closest thing to heaven on this planet anywhere is a quiet Christmas morning in the Colorado snow. It's a quiet Christmas morning in the Colorado snow.
Are you yearning to breathe free of the wretched refuse of that old vehicle? Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses of metal. Give your neighbors a break and send these homeless, tempest-tossed trucks or cars to your favorite radio station, KGNU. We'll take your car donation. Simply call us during office hours at 303-449-4885 or go to kgnu.org for more information. It's that easy. And it's tax deductible. Proceeds benefit KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
Okay, so if you want to do that, please do so. You're listening to the Christmas show on Highway 322, and we just heard Colorado Christmas by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Before that, Daryl Anger doing I Saw Three Ships. Prior to that, we heard Waltz Medley with done by Michael Martin Murphy. And we started off that set with David Wilcox doing Frozen in the Snow. All right, it's 7:51. We're running a little short on time. Don't forget Ragtime America at the top of the hour. I want to keep it going. Here's a song. It's much about New Year's. Well, the name of it is New Year's Day, but it's got some Christmas in there, and we'll play it now.
Well, you might think there's nothing left but ashes in a box on a table at Crosby's bar. But there's more than meets the eye. You didn't leave us when you died. Your spirit will live on in what we do and who we are. Oh, Aunt Betty's gonna tell us stories about the family. My daughter Susan is gonna sing your favorite song. Cousin Perry will spend the day telling tales of the blue and gray. And the Cajun will keep picking all night long. We'll be putting down the brisket and tequila down in Kerrville with the seekers of the shade. Cause a piece of you lives on, not only in this song, but in all the lives you touched and every friendship that you made. We're gonna go up to Maine and eat some clams and lobsters, bite the worm down in sunny Cancun Bay. We'll be home by Christmas Eve telling tales you won't believe. And we'll swim in Barton Springs on New Year's Day. Smiles just like you used to do. Uncle Dave's got a whiskey toast. I'll be driving from coast to coast, and your smiling face will live on in the heart of Widow Sue. Oh, we're gonna jump across the mighty Mississippi, way up north where it's just a little stream. Brother Bill's gonna keep an eye on the kin you left behind, for you taught us how to live and you showed us how to dream. We're gonna go up to Maine and eat some clams and lobsters, bite the worm down in sunny Cancun Bay. We'll be home by Christmas Eve telling tales you won't believe, and we'll swim in Barton Springs on New Year's Day. Yeah, we're gonna go up to Maine and suck on the heads of lobsters, like a Cajun gone home to Frenchman Bay. We'll be home by Christmas Eve telling tales you won't believe, and we'll swim in Barton Springs on New Year's Day.
My true love gave to me this guitar to sing a song for you. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
two cowboy boots
and this guitar to sing a song for you. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
three concho belts,
two cowboy boots, and this guitar to sing a song for you. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
four western shirts,
three concho belts,
two cowboy boots, and this guitar to sing a song for you. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
five cans of beans,
four western shirts,
three concho belts,
two cowboy boots, and this guitar to sing a song for you. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
six shooters shooting,
five cans of beans,
four western shirts,
three concho belts,
two cowboy boots, and this guitar to sing a song for you. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
seven longhorn standees,
six shooters shooting,
five cans of beans.
this guitar to sing a song for you. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
8 horses prancing,
7 longhorns standing,
6 shooters shooting,
5 cans of beans,
4 western shirts,
3 concho belts,
2 cowboy boots,
and this guitar to sing a song for you. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
9 ladies dancing,
8 horses prancing,
7 longhorns standing,
6 shooters shooting,
5 cans of beans,
4 western shirts,
3 concho belts,
2 cowboy boots,
and this guitar to sing a song for you. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 bulls a bucking,
9 ladies dancing,
8 horses prancing,
7 longhorns standing,
6 shooters shooting,
5 cans of beans,
4 western shirts,
3 concho belts,
2 cowboy boots,
and a guitar to sing this song for you. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 fiddlers fiddling,
10 bulls a bucking,
9 ladies dancing,
8 horses prancing,
7 longhorns standing,
6 shooters shooting,
5 cans of beans,
4 western shirts,
3 concho belts,
2 cowboy boots,
and this guitar to sing a song for you. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
12 dogs a bucking,
11 fiddlers fiddling,
10 bulls a bucking,
9 ladies dancing,
8 horses prancing,
7 longhorns standing,
6 shooters shooting,
5 cans of beans,
4 western shirts,
3 concho belts,
2 cowboy boots,
and this guitar to sing a song for you.
Okay, well, that's about going to do it for the show tonight. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. This has been Highway 322 with the Christmas Eve, the Eve of Christmas Eve Christmas show. And that was Jerry Jeff Walker with 12 Days of Christmas. And before that was New Year's Day by Slade Cleaves. And since that was a song about remembrance of someone who passed away, I'm going to send it out to my good buddy Ralph, who lost his dad last week. So with that, I...